Alexander McCall Smith writes about an Africa that may not be immediately familiar to readers off that continent, but thanks to his books, it is getting better known. Mr. McCall Smith writes about Botswana, a place in which mechanics, schoolteachers, and good manners are cherished, and Precious Ramatswe and her number one ladies' detective agency keep watch on the town of Gaborone. Mr. Smith's books about Precious Ramatswe and her circle of friends and intrigues have sold 4 million copies in English, and they're totting up numbers in 26 other languages. Mr. McCall Smith's latest in the series, his fifth, is called The Full Cupboard of Life. Alexander McCall Smith is also a professor of medical law at Edinburgh University in Scotland, but he's on an extended book tour now. Joins us from the studios of KUOW in Seattle. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much indeed.
You grew up in Zimbabwe.
Yes, that's right.
Why did you want to set a series of stories, or maybe it began with a series of characters, in Botswana?
Well, I had lived and worked in Botswana, and I was terribly taken with the country. It's a remarkable place. And I thought that I should try to convey some sense of these quite exceptional people. And so I sat down and started to write about a woman who lived in that country. And I hadn't really intended that she should be a private detective, but that just happened. And I suppose that's been a useful device for enabling all sorts of people to come through the door, so to speak, so that we can get a sense of the place.
I've been telling people these are detective stories, but not mystery stories per se.
Yes, there's no real crime in these books. They're really stories about how Maramatswe, this private detective in Botswana, helps people with problems, but not really with crime.
I wanted you to read a section of the book in which your protagonist talks about why she indeed feels that she's so fortunate to live in Botswana.
When Botswana had become independent all those years ago, there'd been so little. There were only 3 secondary schools for the whole country, a few clinics, and a measly 8 miles of tarred road. That was all. But was it? Surely there was a great deal more than that. There was a country so large that the land seemed to have no limits. There was a sky so wide and so free that the spirit could rise and soar and not feel in the least constrained. And there were the people, the quiet, patient people, who had survived in this land and who loved it. Their tenacity was rewarded, because underneath the land there were the diamonds. And the cattle prospered, and brick by brick, the people built a country of which anybody could be proud.
It was important to you, I gather, to write about an Africa that perhaps in the UK and the United States we're not as aware of.
Yes, I think that the picture that we get of Africa on a daily basis is of a continent which is really sorely troubled in various respects. And of course, all of that is true, but there are so many good people in sub-Saharan African countries who are leading decent lives with good humour and generosity of spirit. And that's the side of Africa that I want to portray. I don't want to write Heart of Darkness novels.
At the heart of the narrative of The Full Cupboard of Life is Precious Ramatswe has a client who is a wealthy woman who has a great number of suitors, and she needs what amounts to professional help in picking her way through the suitors to determine which of them are sincere and which are simply interested in her money.
That's right. There's a wealthy lady who's been so busy that she didn't really get round to the task of finding a husband, and now she does need some assistance, because obviously there are a lot of men who are very keen to volunteer to be her husband, and so Maramatswe has to sort the suitors out. But in fact, that plot leads us to the main conclusion of this book, in a sense, which is that when people ask you for advice, they usually have no intention of taking it.
Precious Ramatswe, though, says that she welcomes the case because she loves to find out things about men.
Yes, she's a woman who understands men quite well. She's not a person who's hostile to men, but she understands their foibles and she understands the weakness of men.
Well, was it important to you, Mr. McCall Smith, to have at the heart of all of these books this character who was not only a bright and self-sufficient and independent woman, but a woman who does not have the same silhouette as Naomi Campbell, for example?
Right. Well, you put it most delicately. Maramatswe is a fairly substantial lady. She calls herself a traditionally built woman, and she takes the view that Western notions of female beauty have stressed thinner women as being more attractive than the fuller figured woman. And she resents this because she believes that the traditional vision of beauty in Botswana was of a lady who'd be a little bit more comfortable. And indeed, she points out that there are certain advantages to being traditionally built. One of them is that if you're traditionally built, you're less likely to be bitten by a snake because you have a heavy footfall, and that gives the snake plenty of warning to get out of the way. Interestingly enough, I've had letters from traditionally built ladies who have said, thank you very much for this expression. This is an expression which we can use about ourselves.
Your protagonist is perpetually engaged to a Mr. J. L. B. Matakoni, who was the best auto mechanic in Botswana, but alas, he seems content to be merely engaged.
Yes, Mr. J. L. B. Matakoni is a very great man, but he's a little bit indecisive when it comes to matrimonial issues. In fact, he's extremely indecisive. Mm-hmm. And Maramatsui, therefore, has been engaged to him for quite a long time. And obviously, this is a matter of concern.
When you always refer to Mr. Matakoni as Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni, would that be common in Botswana, or is this...
No, in his case, he's always been known as J.L.B. Matakoni. There is a problem with his names. Now, I'm never, in these books, going to tell the readers what Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni's initials stand for, but I can make an exception and tell the listeners to National Public Radio in the United States on the basis of confidentiality.
Surely.
What these initials stand for. They mean John Limpopo Basil, and he's embarrassed by the Basil.
Well, I understand now. It strikes me from a distance, just reading about you, that unlike some other authors, in fact, you do enjoy getting out and meeting your public.
Yes, I really enjoy meeting the readers. I take great pleasure from that. And I think it is also, for me, really quite inspiring and often quite moving, actually. I am often astonished at how many people come up to me and say that Maramatsui, this character, this lady in the books, has helped them in difficulties. And I'm very touched by that.
Mr. McCall Smith, it's been a delight talking to you.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed our chat.
Alexander McCall Smith, among other duties and pursuits, he is the author of the book The Full Cupboard of Life. It is the fifth installment of the number one Ladies Detective Agency series, speaking with us from Seattle.